Today is Tuesday, June 3rd, 2025, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. It is National Repeat Day. It is National Repeat Day. It is National Repeat Day. It's also National Chocolate Macaron Day, or Macaroon Day. Not macaron. Sorry, I got the wrong one. And it's National Egg Day. You know, we all love an egg. I guess there are a few people out there that don't like eggs, but for the most part, I feel like most of us like eggs. Also, thanks for letting me take Monday off. I am going to do 5 shows this week, but I appreciate that my audience let me take a day off because I didn't get back until late on Monday night. And well, when I say late, 8 or 9 o'clock, we had to eat dinner and then it was almost time for bed. And so, you know, I just didn't have time to record the show and I didn't want to take equipment with me for one day. So you're going to get an episode on Saturday this week is what's going to happen. All right, well, we do have contact. Chris in Pittsburgh says, "Hi, Adam. Have you thought about expanding your rubber duck business to the Jeep Wrangler crowd? You could then leave ducks on people's Wranglers. Another question, when people scan the QR codes on the ducks, do you get a notification? Oh, and one more thing, could call the ducks Creeps. A blend of Cruise and Jeep. Kind of cute, right?" Yeah, all of that's cute. So to answer your questions, I plan on doing it for Jeeps and Cruises. And then actually the webpage, on the front of the webpage, it says, I'll just read you what it says right now. It says, "Cruise ducks, Jeep ducks, found ducks. Each duck has a QR code you can scan to view its passport, see where it's been, and where it's going." And then it says, "Cruise Ducks is a 3D printed duck experience for cruise and Jeep enthusiasts. Each duck carries a unique QR code linking it to its digital passport, telling its story and travel. Spread joy, track ducks, and join the adventure." So that's my website. But anyway, and as far as calling them Creeps, yeah, that's a cute idea. Or I could name one of them that. They all have their own names, like... let's see, what are the names I've got here? I'll give you guys some of the names of the ducks if I can find. I'm just going over here to look right now. And I do have an update on the duck business, but it'll come at that part of the story. Where is it? Ducks. I'm going to do this, and I'm just going to say select star from ducks. That's the ducks table in the database. We have Waddles, we have Quackers, we have Splashy, we have Puddles, we have Bubbles, we have Coral, we have Bitsy, we have Moby Duck, we have Tiki, we have Nibbles, we have Pebbles, we have Sunny, we have Diva, we have Marina, and we have Flip Flop. So those are the current names, and we have a mermaid, a mascot duck, and a baseball cap duck. Those are the kinds of ducks, and they're not rubber ducks, they're plastic. I don't know if that really makes much of a difference, but but they are plastic ducks. So anyway, thanks for the message, Chris. I appreciate it. And I will be giving an update on the little QR code duck business soon. But let's talk about my trip because I was away on a trip. So the last time I recorded was Thursday because we didn't leave until Thursday afternoon, but I did take Thursday off work. So I had mostly already packed, but I got up Thursday morning. Mark went to work. I got up. We had already mowed the lawn, I think, the day before or something like that. So I can't remember, but I feel like I mowed the lawn some other day. But I finished packing. I recorded the show, did all of that, and then I had to take Sydney. So I drove Sydney to, and this, the lady that was keeping her this time is her current groomer. And so I thought, you know, at the very least, she knows how to brush Sydney's hair because she's her current groomer. And she would be disincentivized to allow Sydney to get mats in her hair, because that means the next time we take her to get groomed, guess who's going to have to get the mats out? It's the groomer. So I took her. She said, now I'm not going to be home. My daughter's going to be home. But I took her and her daughter was there. Her daughter was shy and didn't really talk very much, but I was able to drop Sydney off. The house was small, but it was very neat. It was, you know, it was in an older neighborhood. So, you know, it was just one of those older neighborhood, similar cookie cutter neighborhood to where I live, but it's older and the houses are smaller. It's just, you know, one of those things. And so, but very, you know, very cute in, you know, clean. They let me come in. So that's always a good sign. Or her daughter let me come in. I dropped off Sydney. I dropped off the bed, did all that, came back. I may have done that in a different order, but I feel like I recorded before I dropped her off, but I don't know. If I recorded after, then I may have already told you guys all of that. But anyway, so then Mark came home. We left almost immediately. He got home from work and he had to do a couple other things, finish up, but we left, dropped Sydney off. I said that already. So anyway, Sydney had been dropped off and we went to the airport. Found a spot, although it was busy at the airport. This is Associates Week for Walmart. Shareholders Week. So they have, Walmart has a shareholder meeting every year, once a year, and they bring in, they do concerts. They bring in famous singers and musicians and stuff like that, and they have concerts and they have all kinds of entertainment and they bring in high performing people. So actually when we got off the airplane last night, we're coming down the escalator at the airport and there are people from Walmart standing there going, "Woo, who's from Walmart?" Of course we weren't the ones they were looking for. They were looking for, we weren't Walmart people, but they were looking for specifically associates who were coming in from other stores. But there was a guy in front of me who said, "Well, I am, but I live here." And she's like, "Oh, that's great. Welcome home." So it's just a busy week. You know, the airport's been busy because of that. Just all these associates coming in. Plus, the holiday being the weekend before, probably some people took an entire week off and we're just coming home on Thursday or, you know, whatever. But the airport was busy. We had to go to the very top floor of the parking garage to find a parking spot. But luckily we did find a parking spot and went in. No trouble checking in. Nothing to really report there. Got through security. We're TSA pre-check. Although I will say this. It seems now that everyone is kind of hip on the TSA pre. The TSA pre-check line tends to be longer than the other lines. And it's like, what's the point of me paying that extra money if the TSA pre is going to be longer? But I guess it is still worth it because you don't have to take off your shoes. You don't have to empty anything, your laptop, your iPad, anything like that. You don't have to do any of that. So maybe it's still worth it, even if there's a longer line, but especially at my airport, because my airport is small. And so the line through security is not very big. It's a nice airport, but it is a smaller airport and it's just never super crowded. When I say it's crowded compared to Dallas or Denver or Atlanta or, you know, those big hub airports, it's never that busy, but busy for my airport. You know, there might be 10 people in line in front of me, you know, something like that. But anyway, the line has tended to be longer in the TSA pre, but we made it through just fine. We had lunch at a chicken place there inside the airport because we didn't have time to eat lunch. Mark got home right around the time we had to leave for the airport, so we didn't have time to eat lunch at home. So we had lunch, went to our gate, and got our first flight to Charlotte. Changed planes in Charlotte, got to Florida, and then we got a lift. Again, no real issues there. Our luggage came through just fine. We were there around, I don't know, 9:30, something like that in the evening. There was a little bit of weather, so we were delayed by maybe 30 minutes, but nothing much. And my parents were already in bed when we got to the hotel. So we just went into the hotel, went to our bedroom, you know, relaxed for the evening, basically. We didn't really do anything else. Got up in the morning, had some breakfast at the hotel, and we didn't have to check out until 1 o'clock because we were supposed to get on the ship around 1:30, and the hotel was only like 5 minutes from the cruise port. We stayed in Port Canaveral, maybe. But I keep thinking it's like Cocoa Beach or Pebbles or something. Maybe Cocoa Beach. I'm not sure. Daniel will know this, and I don't. But Cape Canaveral, near the port. And so we just watched a little TV, had breakfast, kind of relaxed. My mom takes forever to get ready in the mornings anyway, so it took her for a while. We had a 2-bedroom suite, so that all worked out. We started planning what we were going to do on the cruise while we waited to go. All right, we'll pick it up from there tomorrow. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.